She come over right away. It's not her life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Here he is again, the young familiar readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well, Archie Andrews and all his gang. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's Saturday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home, and at the moment, we find Mr. Andrews alone in the living room, sitting in his favorite armchair, reading the newspaper.
And so the little girl said to her, "Mommy, Mommy, what is it, Gabby?" Mommy said, "Well, I'll tell you in the future." Well, in fact, she said, "Well, Poppy never does." Oh, those kids make it. Yes, dear.
Telephone ringing.
Yeah, I hear it.
Well, answer it.
Well, Mary, I'm reading my... Yes, dear. I'm crazy. Man can't even read his own newspaper. I don't know. He gets... Hello? Yes?
Oh, well, this is Veronica.
Oh, hello, Veronica.
Is Archie home?
Yes, Archie's home. Does she want to talk to him?
No, I don't.
All right, I'll call him to the telephone. You don't? But, Veronica, did you say you don't want to talk to Archie?
That's right.
But didn't you just ask me if he was home?
That's right.
But you don't want to talk to him. Veronica, now, I don't mean to sound unusually stupid, but whom do you want to talk to? Me?
Uh-huh. You see, I'm in a little hurry right now, and I thought that you just gave Archie a message for me.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, Veronica. What is the message?
Well, Archie was supposed to come over here this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Yeah?
But I came to make it 4 o'clock instead.
So, 4 o'clock instead.
I'm going down to Stacy's department store to do some Christmas shopping this afternoon.
Do some Christmas shopping?
And there's only 7 more days till Christmas, and this is about the last chance I'll have to get my shopping done.
Yes, 7 more days.
Well, shopping the last minute.
Veronica.
Yes?
Wouldn't it be simpler if you just wrote Archie a letter?
A letter? Oh, I don't want you to tell me all about it, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, you don't?
My goodness, no. I don't even want to know I'm going shopping. You see, it's for his present. Just tell him the part about changing the date from 3 to 4.
Yeah, no, all right, Veronica, I'll tell him.
Oh, thanks very so much, Mr.
Andrews. Not at all, Veronica. Bye.
Bye, now.
Just tell him the part about changing the date from 3 to 4, she says. Oh, that Veronica. You know, sometimes I think she's... Oh, hey, wait a minute. By George, it's a good thing Veronica called. I forgot all about Christmas shopping, and I still haven't bought anything for Mary and Archie. Oh, good grief. I better get my hat and coat and get down to Stacy's right now. This is the last chance I'll have to get him something. Yes, sir, it's a good thing I remembered that. Yes, sir, a good... Oh, fine. Yes, dear.
Doorbell's ringing.
I hear it, dear. I hear it.
Oh, all right, dear.
Yeah, no, all right, dear, she says. Good grief, Jughead.
Mr. Andrews.
Yes, Jughead.
Could you tell me something?
Yes?
When most people see other people, most people always say hello.
Yes.
But when people see me, they always say, "Good grief, Jughead!"
Yes?
Why?
Oh. Well, now, Jughead, that is because you're such a... I mean, you're a little under... Well, no, wait. Now, you look so awfully... what I mean is, you have such a... Jughead, I don't have time now to explain things like that. I'm going out. Did you want to see Archie?
Uh-huh. Is he home?
Yes, I think so. Archie! Archie! Archie!
Are you calling me, Dad?
I am not calling the man in the moon. Come on down here. Jughead is here.
Gee whiz, is he?
Yes, Archie, he is. He is.
See, hiya,
Judge.
Hiya, Archie.
I'll be right down.
It's all right. Well, I'm glad that's settled. Whew. Ooh, gee. Jughead, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get my hat now.
Why?
Because I'm going out.
When?
Well, right now.
Where?
Down to the... Jughead, you have to know everything I'm going to do.
Uh-uh.
Well, all right. Now, if you have no objections, I will get my hat and coat.
Gee, hiya, Jug. What brings you over here?
Hi, Archie. I just came over to see what you're going to do.
Who, me? Well, I got to meet Veronica in a little while, and then we're going...
Archie, Veronica just called, and she said...
See what she did?
Yes, Archie, she did.
And she...
I never heard the phone ring.
Well, it rang.
Well, now, why didn't you call me?
Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Do you care to hear what Veronica said or not?
Well, sure, Dad, sure.
Then be quiet so I can tell you.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Now, she said to... She said to change your appointment with her from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
From 3 to 4?
That's right, yeah, an hour later.
Gee whiz, I wonder why.
Well, she said she had some things to attend to.
Well, what kind of thing?
Well, Archie, I don't know. And what's more, I don't care. So stop asking foolish questions. I have to go out now, too.
But gee whiz, where are you going, Dad?
Oh, down to the... just out. Hmm? Just a few little things I have to attend to.
Oh, okay, Dad. See you later.
Yes, Archie. I'll see you later. Bye.
Gee whiz. Hey, Mr. Andrews.
Yes?
You forgot to say goodbye to me.
Goodbye, Jughead.
Be a
good boy while I'm gone.
I will. Bye, Mr. Andrews. Archie.
Yes, Jughead?
On second thought, there was something about the way your father said that I didn't like.
Oh, Jug, forget it. Gee whiz, isn't that swell about Veronica changing our date?
Huh? What's so swell about it?
Well, now that Veronica's made our date an hour later, I have time to get my Christmas shopping done.
But I don't want to...
Well, this is practically the last chance I'll have.
But I don't feel like...
Good thing I thought of it.
But no, what?
I haven't bought a thing for anyone yet.
Including me?
Including you.
Archie, it's high time you got your Christmas shopping done.
That's right, Jug. Come on. We'll go right down to Stacy's department.
What are you going to get me, huh?
Jug, you'll have to wait...
Even answer the phone when I... Oh, that's funny. He's gone. What did he say? Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. This is Betty.
Oh, hello, dear. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks, Mrs. Andrews. Is Archie home?
Yes, dear. I think he's upstairs. Archie? That's funny. He must have gone out, too. Those people would tell me when they're going out. Hello, Betty?
Yes, Mrs. Andrews?
Archie doesn't seem to be home. No, dear. And, Betty, I hate to cut you short, but I have to run now. I'm just leaving to do my Christmas shopping. This is the last chance I'll have.
Oh, golly. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mrs. Andrews. I haven't done my shopping yet, either.
You haven't? Well, would you like to go with me, dear?
Oh, I'd love to, Mrs. Andrews.
All right, Betty. I'll pick you up right away, and we'll both go down to Stacy's department store.
Aren't you? I had a sort of crowd.
Yes, Jughead, but when we got in that elevator and everyone started pushing, did you have to push back?
Listen, Archie, that crowd, even a sardine would have pushed back.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, we're here now. And first thing I gotta buy is a compact for Veronica. I wonder where the cosmetic department is, anyway.
Cosmetic department?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, Archie, let's go up to the sporting goods department first.
Jug, we'll go up to the sporting goods department later. Come on, I'll ask that floor walker where the cosmetic department is.
Gee whiz, okay.
Oh, mister?
Yes. Could you tell me where the cosmetic department is?
Yes. Counter 7.
Thank you. Come on, Jug.
Where is it?
Counter 7.
Where's that?
Well, that's right over near... Gee, I don't know. Oh, mister?
Yes?
Where is Counter 7?
On the north side of counter 6.
Oh, thank you. I'll... Mister?
Well, what now?
Which way is north?
Oh, my lands. Sonny, you see the boys' clothing department right there?
Yes.
Well, you just go right down to that aisle where the dummies are and turn right.
Oh, okay, mister. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yes, madam. Can I help you? Boy, he's sure not a very friendly floor walker, is he?
Maybe his wife beats him.
I wouldn't be surprised, Jug. I wonder... Whoop. What was that?
You bumped into that dummy.
Gee whiz. Whew, for a minute I thought that dummy was a real person. Uh-oh. I knocked the hat off. Wait a second, Jug, till I put the hat back on this dummy.
Okay.
Well, if that sourpuss floor walker ever saw me bump into this dummy, he'd probably throw us right out of the store or something.
Gee whiz, look.
What's the matter?
It's Veronica.
Veronica? Oh, gee, if she sees me here, I won't be able to buy her a Christmas present.
But she's coming right towards us.
Oh, boy. Jug, I'm going to be a dummy.
Huh?
It's the only way I can hide from Veronica. I'm going to climb up on this platform with the rest of these dummies, and I'll wear this hat.
But, Archie, I don't think you ought to.
Jug, don't argue. How do I look?
You're the most natural-looking dummy I ever saw.
Now, Jug, don't be funny. Quick, take the price tag off the dummy's jacket and put it on me.
Okay. Here it is.
Attaboy, now hang it on this button. Yeah, they're fine. Now remember, Jug, don't give me away no matter what happens.
Well, okay. But I still won't think...
Jug, quiet. Here she comes.
Why, Jughead. Hello there.
Oh, Hiya, Veronica. Hiya.
What are you all doing here?
Just a little shopping.
Oh, I am too. But thank goodness I have most of it done.
Oh, that's good.
The only thing I still have to get is a gift for Archie.
A gift for Archie?
Uh-huh. But I don't know what to get him. He's such a problem.
Such a... Yeah, he sure is.
No use getting him a book, because he just isn't the intelligent type.
Not the intelligent...
And there's no use getting him a baseball glove because he's not much of an athlete.
Not much of...
There's no sense getting him a tie because he just doesn't know anything about style. In fact, times like this, I think Archie is an awful dummy.
What?
But then again, prices being what they are, there isn't much you can get for a dollar.
You know, a dollar?
Did you say something, Jughead?
For me? Not a word, Veronica. Not a word.
Oh, well, I better keep looking. Would you like to come along?
Oh, I... No, Veronica, I can't. I'm meeting someone here in a minute.
Oh, all right, Jughead. I'll run along. Bye now.
Bye, Veronica. Bye. Okay, dummy, you can relax now.
A fine thing. So Veronica thinks I'm not intelligent and not athletic, and I don't know anything about styles, and all she's going to spend is a dollar. Well, that's a fine state of affairs.
Look out.
Huh?
Here comes a floor walker.
Oh, boy, if he sees me up on this platform, I'll really have trouble. I better be a dummy some more.
Yes, madam, yes. If it doesn't say you can return it at any time. Yes, ma'am. Oh, me, never have I seen such a rush. Never in all my days. Well, young man, what are you just standing there for?
Me? Oh, I'm just waiting for a friend.
Oh, for land's sake! Who put that dummy there?
Oh, boy.
That is the silliest looking dummy I've ever seen. I don't know why the stockroom can't send a dummy that at least looks half alive. I've never seen such an insipid inspection. Such a ridiculous posture.
Mister?
Yes?
I'm not really a dummy.
Well, that makes absolutely no difference. You still shouldn't be... Good heavens, you're alive!
Uh-huh.
Man, get off of there this minute. Get off of there.
Yes, sir.
Well, what were you doing up there on that platform looking like a dummy?
Well, that's a long story, sir.
I have never, in all my days, heard anything like this.
Well, yes, sir, but...
I have a good mind to take you to see Mr. Stacy, Mr. J.L. Stacy himself.
Oh, don't do that, mister.
Just what would your father say if he knew you were standing on that platform like a dummy?
I don't think it would surprise him at all.
Yes. But I... Young man, will you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
As soon as you have paid for that jacket, leave the store.
Yes, sir, I...
Huh? I said as soon as you finish buying that jacket, leave the store.
Buying this jacket?
Yes, that jacket you're wearing, the one with the price tag on it. You are buying it, aren't you?
Oh, no, sir, I'm not buying it. This is my jacket.
Your jacket?
Yeah.
Oh... Of course, you have the sales slip.
Oh, no, I bought it here last year.
And you haven't removed the price tag yet?
Removed it? Oh, mister, you don't understand. You see,
young man, I understand perfectly well. It's quite obvious that you were trying on that jacket and for some ridiculous reason decided to pose as a dummy.
Oh.
No doubt you thought you could get away with the jacket without paying for it.
Oh, but I was...
The price is $14.95. I want the money right now.
But I was just trying to...
How now, I said...
But you don't understand. This is my own jacket, Mr. Nopoli. Jughead, tell the man this is my jacket and we... Jughead? Jughead!
Young man, are you calling me names?
No, sir. I was talking to my friend.
What friend?
Well, that's just it. He was here a minute ago. I bet he went up to the sporting goods department. Mister, if you'll just come up to the sporting goods department, we can find my friend and he'll tell you that this jacket...
Young man, I am not going up to the sporting goods department or any other department until I have the $14.95 for that jacket.
But that's all the money I have.
Hey, wait a minute.
Beg pardon?
I know. Mister, if I paid you for this jacket, you'd give me a sales slip, and then I could take it over to the exchange department and get my money back, couldn't I?
Yes, you could do that, I suppose.
Oh, well, in that case, it's all right. I haven't anything to worry about. Here's the money.
Thank you. Here's your sales slip.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Good day, sir.
Good day. Guess I fooled him. Yes, sir. Good thing I think fast. For a minute there, it looked like I wouldn't have any Christmas money. But now all I have to do is take my jacket and go to the exchange counter and give them this jacket and this... Gee whiz. If I do that, I'll have my money back all right, but I won't have my jacket. Oh, boy, now what am I going to do?
Well, now, let's see. First thing I better do is get that bottle of perfume from Mary. Here's the perfume counter right here. Let's see now. What kind of perfume would Mary like? Gee, they certainly have quite an assortment. Let me see now. Chase Me, $25 an ounce. Hide and Seek, $32 an ounce. Wallflower No More, $40 an ounce. I never smell anything worth that kind of money. Oh, here's another one. Evening in Riverdale. $10 a bottle. Well, that's a little better. Yes, and I think Mary likes this perfume, too. That's just what I'll get her. Miss, I'll take this bottle of...
Gee whiz, Mr. Andrews.
Good grief, Jughead, what are you doing here?
Oh, Mr. Andrews, I'm looking for Archie.
Oh, I thought you were with Archie.
Oh, I was, but we sort of got separated.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm trying to get one of these sales girls to wait on me, but they're all so
busy. Gee whiz.
What's the matter?
There's Mrs. Andrews.
Mary? Where?
Right over there, with Betty.
Well, good grief, what's she doing here now? She sees me with this bottle of perfume. She'll know what I'm getting her for Christmas.
Well, she's coming this way.
Yeah, I know. I'll just duck this bottle of perfume in my pocket there, right in this pocket. Now, if she sees me, I'll just say...
Just a moment. Please. Just one moment.
Huh?
I saw that.
You saw what? Oh. Oh, now, mister, you don't understand. You don't understand at all.
Oh, I don't.
No, you don't.
Did you or did you not just hide a bottle of perfume in your pocket?
Well, yes, I did, but...
Have you paid for it?
Well, no, but you...
Well, I don't know what you call it, but we call it shoplifting.
Yes, of course it's shoplifting. Oh, now, wait a minute, mister. I'm not shoplifting anything. I can explain the entire thing.
I'm listening.
Well, you see, I've been trying to get one of the sales girls to wait on me, and I just saw my wife over there, and I hid the bottle of perfume because I didn't want her to know what I'm getting her for Christmas.
Just where is your wife?
Well, she's right over there. Good grief, she's gone.
I thought so.
But she was right there a minute ago. Now, Jughead, you tell man how we saw my... where the dickens did he go?
Who?
Jughead! He was standing right here just a second ago. I don't know where...
Yes, sir.
Do
you imagine these things very often?
Imagine why? Or what?
Do you have delusions?
But I...
Spells? You see spots before your eyes?
But I...
Now, just keep calm. There's no need to get excited. You just give me back the perfume and we'll forget the whole thing and you can go right home and lie down.
Lie down? Who wants to lie down?
The perfume, please.
Yes, sir. Here, I have it right in my...
Something wrong?
It leaked.
What leaked?
The perfume bottle. It leaked all over my pocket. See, it's half empty.
Oh, for land's sake. Now you have to pay for it.
What?
That's right. I was going to forget the whole incident, but I can't return a damaged bottle to the counter.
Well, I certainly am not going to pay for a leaky bottle of perfume.
Mister, if you're not satisfied with the item, you can take it to the exchange department. But I must be paid for it.
But I...
I said I must.
All right, you win. I'll go to the exchange department, but how I get into these things, I'll never know.
Hey,
Now, which bathroom do you like best, Betty?
I think the dark blue one, Mrs. Andrews.
I do, too. Blue is Aunt Hattie's favorite color.
Oh, but is it the right size, Mrs. Andrews?
Well, there's only one way to tell, Betty. I'll have to try this bathrobe on.
Try it on?
Uh-huh. I wear the same size that Aunt Hattie does.
Oh.
And if it fits me, it'll fit her. Here, hold my coat, dear, while I step into this dressing room and put this bathrobe on.
All right, Mrs. Andrews.
It'll just take me a second, dear. I'd hate to go to all the trouble of buying this and sending it to Hattie and then not have it fit.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd only have to return it for her since she lives in the... Oh, dear.
What is it?
There's no hanger in here for my dress.
Oh, well, hand your dress to me, Mrs. Andrews. I'll hold it.
All right, dear. Here you are.
I have it.
Thanks, dear. I'll have this robe on in a minute. There. Oh, how does that look, Betty?
Well, it looks a little big to me, Mrs. Andrews.
It does? Well, I better take a look in the mirror. Oh, Betty, you don't have to hold my coat and dress. Just put them on that empty rack.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Andrews.
Let's see. Yes, it is a little big.
It sure is.
I'll have to ask the sales girl if she has a smaller size. I'll wait here, Betty. Oh, Miss,
could you help me with this, please?
Gee whiz, Betty.
Jughead, what are you doing here?
Looking for Archie.
Archie, is he here?
Well, I think so. We came here together, but we got separated.
Oh, what happened?
Well, you see, he was being a dummy.
What?
He was a dummy. You know, those things that look like this.
Jughead, what are you talking about?
Excuse me, miss. Gotta move this rack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Sam, get the other end there. I got it. Now, easy. Now, easy. Okay.
Jughead, what are you trying to tell me about Archie?
Betty, it's an awful long story. All I want to know is, have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Well, then I better keep looking for him. He may be in trouble, and I gotta find him.
Well, Jughead, what kind of trouble is he in?
I can't tell you now, Betty. See you later.
Jug, wait, Jug! Oh, golly, that Jughead, he's a stranger.
Well, Betty, how do you like this bathrobe?
Oh, that's fine, Mrs. Andrews, but guess who it's just here?
Your size does fit much better, doesn't it?
Yes, Mrs. Andrews, but you know who I just saw?
Oh, Betty! What happened to it?
What happened to what?
The rack.
What rack?
The rack you put my dress on.
Golly, it's gone.
But my dress and my coat were on it.
Oh, golly, it was here a minute ago.
Oh, my dress. Betty, what'll I do?
Something wrong, madam.
Yes, I lost my dress.
I beg your pardon?
My dress. We put it down here for a minute while I tried on this bathrobe, and now it's gone.
The bathrobe?
No, the dress.
No, it couldn't be.
But it is, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, indeed, Mrs. Andrews.
Oh, my land. I have never seen such a day. Living dummies, men hiding from their wives, and now this woman loses her dress.
But I tell you, it was right under my nose.
Well, I should hope so.
Do something. Do something.
Madam, what can I do about your dress?
Find it.
Now, madam, be calm. Just be calm. It was probably taken by mistake, and it will be returned to the lost and found department.
Well, where's that?
At the other end of the floor, next to the exchange department.
Oh, come on, Betty.
Madam, where are you going?
To the lost and found department.
But, madam, certainly not in that bathrobe.
Well, certainly not without it.
Wow!
Hey, Archie.
Jughead, where the dickens have you been?
Looking for you.
I know that, but where did you go when I was arguing with the floor walker?
I don't know. I turned around and looked at something. The next thing I knew, you were gone.
Oh, great. And just because you weren't there to tell him that this jacket is really my own, I had to pay him for it.
For your own jacket?
Yeah, the price tag was still on it. That's what I'm standing in this line for. This is the exchange department, and I got to try and get my money back.
Jeez, how are you going to get your jacket back?
I don't know, but this is all your fault, Jughead.
My fault?
Yeah,
my fault. Now, listen, Archie, what did I do? I only...
Archie, what in tarnation are you doing here?
She was dead. Where'd you come from?
Never mind where I came from. What are you doing standing here in your shirt sleeves?
Well, that I can explain. You see, I came in here with Jughead and...
What are you doing here?
Mary, what are you doing in your bathrobe?
Fred, it's not my bathrobe, but... Fred Andrews, you smell.
What?
You positively reek of perfume.
Oh, well, yes, dear, I know I do. But you see, dear, I was...
Andrews, what are you doing here?
Veronica.
Jughead, why didn't you tell me Archie was here?
Well, Veronica, we were trying to...
Just what seems to be the trouble here?
Dear, oh, the floor walker. Well, look, mister, I'm trying to find out why my son is standing here in his shirt sleeve.
Please, there's no need to get...
And I want to know why you smell a perfume.
Lady, what are you doing in that bathroom?
Can I find you don't... change my own
car? Honey, will you just
get
keep...
here, Archie.
Girlie, will
Why
you...
Why don't you stop it there? Why won't you...
Please,
There. That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, sir.
I should say so. But all afternoon, you people have made life quite miserable for me. Quite miserable.
Yes.
Now, if there is any reason for it, I feel I'm entitled to an explanation.
Well, mister, you know this coat, the one you thought I was buying?
Yes.
Well, my mother and father and Jughead and Veronica can all tell you that it's my own old coat. Why, of course,
darling. Oh, oh, dear. You mean it really is his coat?
I told you.
Yes, and perhaps you recall that you didn't believe my wife was in the store when I hid the perfume bottle in my pocket.
Well, yes, but...
Well, sir, this lady is my wife.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
Yeah, I'm very
sorry.
And
I just found out the two of your men moved an empty rack while I was talking to Jughead here, didn't they, Jughead?
Sure they did.
And that was the rack that had my dress and coat on it.
Well, Mr. Floorwalker, what do you say to that?
Please, no tempers, please. The customer is always right at J.L. Stacy's. We'll make amends. Mistakes will happen, you know. Now, young man, since that does seem to be your own coat, you may keep it and I'll give you a cash credit slip for what you paid me. And you, sir,
yes?
I'll be glad to give you another bottle of perfume, compliments of the store.
Well.
And, madam, yes. I'm sure we can find your dress and coat in the lost and found department, and you may keep that bathrobe at no charge.
Well, thank you.
I'm here, too.
So be quiet. Well, people, will that satisfy you?
Well, yes, I think that straightens out everything. I'm sorry, there's been so much misunderstanding.
Oh, that's quite all right, quite all right.
And now, folks, if everything's settled, let's stop hiding from each other and get this Christmas shopping over and done with once and for all.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
All
yes,
right.
Dad.
Now, what's that?
That's the 5 o'clock bell. Store's closing. You folks will all have to come back Monday.
Come back.
The Andrews will be back in just a minute, but first, would you like to get $6.25 for just signing your name? Well, that's what happens when you sign up for a $25 United States savings bond. You pay $18.75, and in 10 short years, you get back $25. Good idea to invest in a lot of savings bonds at that rate, wouldn't you say? It's easy for you parents to save regularly. Join the payroll saving plan where you work. It's an automatic, systematic way to save savings bonds regularly. First of this Christmas week, without fail, sign up where you work for payroll savings. For the hard person on your Christmas list, give a savings bond. A savings bond makes a perfect gift. A gift that keeps on giving. Remember, savings bonds cost $18.75, payback $25 in 10 short years. For Christmas, give United States savings bonds. And now, back to the Andrews. It's Monday night as we look in on the Andrews home, and the family has just come home from Stacy's department store.
Oh, Mary, it certainly is good to be home.
It certainly is.
Woo! You know, I'm dead.
I am too, dear. I've never seen such a mob.
Neither have I, but at least we got all our shopping done. And if I never set foot in a crowded department store again, it'll still be too soon.
Well, gee whiz. Oh, what is it, Archie?
This letter from Uncle George.
Uncle George?
Uh-huh. He sent us a $50 gift certificate from J.L. Stacy's department store.
Oh, no!